This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Every day around the world, 6 billion cups of tea are drunk. Tea has many medicinal benefits and comes in many varieties, but no other drink is as renowned as a source of comfort in times of trouble. The philosopher Bernard Paul Heroux said, "There is no trouble so great or grave that cannot be much diminished by a nice cup of tea." Sit down with a friend and a cup of tea and you might just believe that everything will be okay after all. On the line is a fellow tea lover and author, Anushka Jones. Her book, Happiness is a Red Teapot, is a celebration of tea in all its forms. Good morning, Anushka.
Hi, Katrina. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Now, before we start, I have to first pour myself that cup of tea. We just needed another little minute to brew. What have you got?
I've got Earl Grey with honey.
Oh, really? Okay. I've got whatever was in the canister, which is some kind of English breakfast thing. I think it might be tea too. I'm not sure. What do you love about tea, Anushka? Is it just the drink or is it more the ritual of tea making?
I think it's a combination of the two. I actually drink all kinds of tea, from black tea, green tea, herbal tea, and really depending on the mood. I have to confess that I start the morning with a coffee. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
No, that's all right. That's allowed.
And then I move on to tea for the rest of the day. And it depends. You know, if I'm at work, I'll just use the old tea bag and whatever's in the canteen. It's fine for me. But then there are times of day where you've got to have that ritual of the tea leaves and the teapots and the slow pause, the calm down for your day.
Yeah, well, for me, that's first thing in the morning and then at the end of the working day in the afternoon when I'm back home with my kids. They're the two times that I make the pot and try to enjoy the moment of drinking the tea. But look, I've heard it said that tea is life's cheapest luxury. Where around the world can you find people drinking tea?
Well, it crosses all cultures.
Okay.
It crosses all religions. It's one of those common denominators that I think pretty much unites humankind in many ways. I mean, there are obviously some countries where tea isn't, but if you think of all the Asian countries, it's, you know, spread. There's South American teas, North America, Europe, of course, the British stalwart, the Great Cuppa, you know, and all the way down under. It kind of really is the global drink.
Yeah, absolutely. Who are some of the world's more notable tea drinkers, people that you might have quoted in your book, for example?
I tried to get as wide a range as I could. So I actually have quite a few quotes from Eastern philosophers, but then people as diverse as Boy George, there's Mick Jagger. I have bad habits. I drink tea at 3. So, you know, rock stars like their tea too.
Bindi Irwin was in there, wasn't she?
Yeah. I think so. There's politicians, Abraham Lincoln, Eleanor Roosevelt. There's actresses. There's Audrey Hepburn, which I loved. Actually, her quote's one of my favourites, and I love Audrey Hepburn as a person, so I just thought I had to have her in the book. Her quote's, "When you have nobody you can make a cup of tea for, when nobody needs you, that's when I think life is over." Mm. And it's not necessarily the happiest quote, but I think it symbolises so much about tea as the drink that brings people together.
Yeah. Is that your favourite quote from the book, or are there others as well?
No, my favourite one is right up front, just because I work in books and I love tea, so C.S. Lewis. "You can never get a cup of tea large enough or a book long enough to suit me."
Yeah, look, that's my favourite. The other one I really related to was this one from Royal S. Copeland, which I've already hinted at. "The most trying hours in life are between 4 o'clock and the evening meal. A cup of tea at this time adds a lot of comfort and happiness." As someone who has 3 small children, hallelujah, I really relate to that one. My cup of tea is just my little moment of sanctuary. So what did you learn about tea that you didn't know before you started this project?
I think I was surprised at how widespread the appeal is. I guess I'd always in my head thought that tea was more, and originally when I started doing this book, I had it in mind for women, really. And I know that's possibly sexist, but it was very much the kind of gift that I would like to give my own mum or, you know, my female relatives. And then I was surprised at the strong male cultural emphasis that there is in so many cultures with tea. That, I guess, surprised me. And I know of the health benefits, but, for example, I didn't know tea is credited with brightening your smile. If anything, I would have thought the reverse.
Yes.
But apparently, tea is great for your smile.
Oh, so, fantastic. Yeah. And what are the health benefits? I mean, we always hear that tea's good for you, but is it really?
Apparently, it really, really is. I mean, green tea in particular has a huge source of antioxidants, so that's really great for anti-aging. But it's been shown in various studies to lessen your risk of heart attack and stroke. It can improve stamina and muscle endurance. Mm. It's really good for your bones. Particularly green tea can boost your immune system. So it really is a healthy drink.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of reasons to take it up. I sort of think, and I'm not bagging coffee because lots of people love coffee as well, but coffee I tend to think of as a drink that people grab on the run. But tea is more a time to stop, take a moment, chill out, regroup. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, I agree with you. And I'd say that might also contribute to the perceived health benefits of tea because it is seen to be the relaxing drink that you do take time out to pause. And with that probably comes stress-relieving benefits as well. You know, you are slowing down, so your blood pressure probably drops and you breathe more easily and you feel calmer.
Yeah, a friend of mine actually, Anushka, had a conflict with her new husband in the early days because when she made tea, right, he would just take the cup of tea and immediately go back to what he was doing. And she had to explain that, no, you need to stop for 10 minutes, sit down with me and we drink this cup of tea together. So
there's rules for tea.
Well, I just thought that was interesting that her perception was having a cup of tea isn't just about the tea, it's about the spending time, just taking a moment, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever. To regroup. I do always think that the loveliest cup of tea is the one that's made for you by someone else, even if it's not perfect. I used to always joke, Anushka, to my family that the only way I would ever get a cup of tea in bed would be when I'm in a nursing home. But I was blown away the other day after school. My daughter just made me a cup of tea without me asking. It was so nice. Is that something that you think makes a cup of tea just a little bit more special if someone else makes it for you?
I completely agree. And for me, there's nobody who will ever be able to beat my mother's cup of tea.
Ah, yes.
She just makes the best tea. And just, you know, from all the times growing up that I'd sit over the table and, oh, you know, I've had a bad day, and Mum would just sit and listen and make a cup of tea. She's nailed it. She's the tea queen for me.
That makes sense. So before you go, can you share with us your favourite tea and your approved tea making method? Like, you know, there's always these discussions, milk first, milk second, you know, how long you brew for, whether you turn the teapot around three times or whatever. what's the most important thing for you?
Well, my favourite tea is a Lady Grey, not the Earl Grey. And then it's leaves in the pot, boiling water poured over, left for a good 3 to 4 minutes. And then I suppose I'm a bit of a heathen. I break the rule of milk first because I don't. I pour the tea and then I add milk, and I don't have sugar. I have honey.
Mm. Well, it's been lovely chatting to you, Anushka. Thank you for sharing the joy of tea with us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me on the program. I really appreciated it.
I better let you get back to your cuppa. I've been speaking with Anushka Jones. She's the author of a brand new book called Happiness is a Red Teapot. Oh, Anushka, why red? Why does the teapot have to be red?
Well, that actually came from a story. What inspired the book was I was sitting at the kitchen table with my husband complaining about the horrible week we were having. Our car had blown its head gasket. Our dog was at the vet's. A whole load of other things had gone wrong. And he said, look, I'll make a cup of tea. And then he put the teapot, and our teapot is red, sitting on my windowsill right now. He put the teapot down on the table in front of me and said, you know, stop complaining. Life's not all that bad. You can only be happy when you've got a red teapot. And that's what triggered the whole idea for the book.
Fantastic. I love it. Thanks, Anushka.
My pleasure.
I've been speaking to Anushka Jones, and she's the author of Happiness is a Red Teapot.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.